cloud or virtual desktops, the ultimate performance for remote working. IMSCAD Global has sponsored this post. Remote workstations have never looked better. It's not just because hordes of people are working from home these days, though the pandemic certainly provided a boost in popularity. It's also because the technology behind remote workstations has caught up with user expectations. Even users with the highest of expectations, those with graphics-intensive workflows, have begun to accept the paradigm. That's why we included remote workstations on our list of 5 trends for workstation hardware in 2022. But while we've spent the last year or two thinking about remote workstations, IMSCAD has been at it for over a decade. Founded in 2008, IMSCAD, pronounced IMSCAD, has helped implement over 700 virtual desktop solutions for engineering software. The company is agnostic to applications, hardware, and cloud providers, offering its consulting services to anyone seeking to virtualize, centralize, or move to the cloud. "We're the go-to when it's CAD or engineering applications," proclaimed Adam Jull, founder and CEO of IMSCAD. "Our main focus is graphical applications. We are virtualization specialists and do virtualize all applications for all users, but we understand that engineering users are much more demanding and user experience is paramount, meaning they need a much more customized approach." A quick intro to virtual and cloud desktops. Broadly, virtual desktops comprise the hardware and software used to establish a remote connection to a desktop. Users connect to the remote desktop from a client device, such as a laptop, while the actual computing is done in a faraway server. This server could be deployed on-premise, in a private cloud, such as the one offered by IMSCAD, or in a public cloud, such as AWS or Azure. There are pros and cons to each approach, but we won't get into the finer details now. To learn more about VDI, register for Jull's upcoming webinar on February 17th, Virtual or Cloud Desktops, the Ultimate Performance for Remote Workers. Suffice it to say that there are many variables to consider when deploying virtual desktops, and every use case is unique. This is especially true when it comes to applications that require high graphical performance. "It's not just a case of plug and play," Jull explained. "There are a lot of nuances around virtualization that have to be understood, particularly with graphical applications in the mix. It's about talking to the customer, understanding their requirements, and then offering the best fit for them. Done properly, there are many benefits of virtual and cloud desktops. The headliner is mobility. You can have all the power of a traditional high-spec desktop workstation while working from anywhere, on whatever device you have at hand. Furthermore, multiple users can share the same workstation hardware, tapping into it as needed or perhaps trading off in accordance with their time zone. Further yet, the centralized hardware of virtual desktops enables easier IT administration and, crucially, tighter security. A virtual or cloud environment will give you the best security you can imagine," Jull said. "You're centralizing all your processing and all your data, so you know that IP security is a given. But there are potential downsides of virtual and cloud desktops. A particular concern to graphics-focused users is latency. If the time delay from the remote server to the client is perceptible to the end user, they are apt to complain. And they would be right to do so, up to a point. Nobody likes lag or low frame rates, but when the performance of your remote desktop reaches near parity with a local equivalent, the benefits of VDI start to outweigh any remaining discrepancies. These desktops can and do provide the same performance as a local workstation. Even if there's a slight fall in performance compared to your local workstation, you can't take your local workstation with you everywhere, can you?" Jull reiterated. What makes a good virtual desktop deployment? If anyone would know what makes a good virtual deployment, it's Jull. Since starting IMSCAD over a decade ago, his company's 45 employees, two-thirds of which are engineers, have deployed just about every combination of hardware, engineering software, virtualization layer and cloud provider, and both cloud desktop and virtual desktop solutions for companies ranging from small shops to global engineering firms. The company's biggest deployment so far is 850 seats for a company in Texas, despite being UK-based, 70% of IMSCAD customers are in the US. IMSCAD's neutral approach, Jull claims, is what makes it stand out. "We are experienced in all the main engineering applications. Because of that, our independence is key. If you're an HP customer, if you're an Azure customer, if you're an AWS customer, it doesn't matter to us. We do the same job every time, and that's our uniqueness," Phil said. The first part of that job is understanding the applications to be virtualized. IMSCAD's early days were focused on two Autodesk applications, AutoCAD and Revit, but the company has since completed deployments with Autodesk Inventor, Siemens NX, PTC Creo, Dassault Systèmes SolidWorks and Cavia, and many more. Next is understanding the full workflow. How many users will be accessing the system? How do they divide their time between different applications? What types of file sizes do they typically work with? Do they need real-time viewport rendering? Questions like these are essential when planning for virtual desktops. It's all about the workflow, Joel insisted. That's how you design a successful solution. In terms of hardware, Joel continued, GPUs are essential. Just as the right GPU can make or break a desktop workstation, the same can be said for a virtual or cloud desktop deployment. Joel credits graphics card manufacturer NVIDIA for allowing cloud and virtual desktops to stretch as far as they have into graphical workflows. Without NVIDIA, you haven't got a market, Joel said. NVIDIA has been critical in allowing these desktop solutions to be a viable option for firms across the globe. But which GPU is right for you? How much graphical memory is enough? Do you need Tensor cores for machine learning acceleration? What about RT cores for real-time ray tracing? For that matter, what kind of CPU will you need? How many cores? What kind of clock speeds? And what about network bandwidth? Memory? Storage? You may have answers to these questions, but it wouldn't hurt to get a second opinion. Improperly specced hardware is one of the most common problems IMSCAD encounters and ultimately gets called in to fix. I would say 30% of our business is troubleshooting poor setups, Joel revealed. While he completely understands the desire of IT departments to attempt a deployment themselves, he reiterated that what makes IMSCAD a valuable partner is its familiarity with and focus on graphical applications. Sometimes a little help can save a lot of headaches. If you're going to do this, work with a specialist, because otherwise you're asking for trouble, Joel cautioned. We offer the experience and end-to-end knowledge of the whole environment you need to run cloud and virtual desktops successfully for users, and that's because of our longevity in the market. Taking virtual and cloud desktops for a spin. So, when is the right time to consider a virtual desktop deployment? If you have a pressing need for the core benefits of these desktops, user mobility, IP security, centralized administration, the easy answer is now. But a better answer is to contrast a cloud or virtual desktop with planned upgrades to your local hardware. When people are renewing their workstation, that's a really good time to look at this type of setup, Joel advised. They're going to go and spend on new kit, so why not have a look at what a cloud or virtual solution looks like? For those who are still unsure about whether cloud or virtual desktops can meet their needs, IMSCAD offers a demo service. Customers in the US, Europe, or Dubai can test out their own applications with their own data in a virtual environment in the cloud. The week-long demo is often enough to win over reluctant users, according to Joel. It's a great way of engaging the users to try it before they get given it. Because they realize suddenly they can go on different devices in varied locations and still work in the same way, he explained. To learn more about IMSCAD and the advantages of cloud and virtual desktop deployments for engineering users, register for the upcoming webinar on February 17, Virtual or Cloud Desktops, the Ultimate Performance for Remote Workers.